Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Tribune Media President Larry Wirt's favorite segment of the week. I'm not sure he listens to anything else on the show other than this, but don't screw it up for me, okay, Doc?
I'll try not to. Larry's such a great guy. You're fortunate to have a good boss like he is.
Why are you sucking up? You don't work for him.
I don't. I not at all.
Dr. Kevin Most back from, I assume, a great weekend in Pinehurst.
We did. You know, the brothers went down and played. We played course two, course four, and then we played Pine Needles, where they just played the U.S. Women's Senior. And, we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of golf shots.
Yeah. Well, who played best? Which are the Most brothers?
You know what? Overall, I would say Kurt probably played the best. David, obviously, is better than all of us. But Brad and I, we kind of sucked it up right there in the middle.
Held your own.
Yeah.
All right, good to hear. Well, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it was. It was a great time.
And later today, we will see you. Dave and I are joining Ted Albrecht, and Pat Brady will join us as well as part of the big annual, I think, 39th year of the outing later today at Medina.
Yeah, I can't thank you guys enough for coming out and supporting. You know, it's interesting. We try to find a worthy cause each year for these monies that are raised, and this year is kind of special for me because, you know, I'm serving as the chief medical officer at Marion Joy as well, and our focus is going to be on the pediatric rehabilitation side of Marion Joy, which people probably don't understand. They don't get it. They're like, why do we need pediatric rehabilitation? And it's one of those where once you hear about it and once you know, you're like, wow, this really makes a huge impact on these children.
I've been at Marion Joy on various occasions for various reasons, almost all of them professional. And it's an amazing facility. I mean, with people that have some of the toughest work in medicine, and they come to work with a smile on their face every day, and they help people get their lives back.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're fortunate in Chicago. We have two phenomenal rehabilitation hospitals. Now, I'm biased. I think Marion Joy is probably number one. But,
well, you're running it. Of course you're biased.
Correct. And then we have Shirley Ryan downtown, which, again, is another great facility. But, yeah, you know, what they do at these facilities is just amazing. They take these individuals that, depending on whether it was a stroke or a brain injury, you know, we're going to maximize that individual's ability to function at the highest level going forward. Devastating illness, devastating injury, and yet they're going to maximize everything to try to get you back to as close to normal as you can. The pediatric patient is totally different, right? This is a pediatric patient who may have autism, may have Down syndrome, you know, and though they have delayed motor skills, they have coordination problems, low muscle tone. These are the ones that they're going to teach you how to ride a bike. You know, how to get back to be a normal kid as much as you possibly can, whether it's with Downs or autism or other illnesses.
It's all about maximizing your life, no matter how old you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest thing right there is what can we do to get you back? You know, we've talked about strokes in the past. You know, when I was a resident, you got an individual who had a stroke. This is prior to TPA. You know, we had to teach you how to eat with if you were right-handed, teach you how to eat with your left hand, teach you how to get dressed. Some people still have strokes that are that devastating, and these PM&R doctors and the therapists just work endlessly and tirelessly to get you back to a place where you can function by yourself as much as you possibly could.
And imagine if you're a parent and you have a great doctor that you're seeing with your kids, or maybe a great team of doctors, but you need that extra level of care. And they get you referred to Marion Joy, and you see what they can do there. I mean, it's such a relief for the caregivers, too, right?
Oh, it is. You know, if you look at autism, we'll take something as simple as autism, or even Down syndrome, you know, the numbers of those individuals are very high. So it's not like these are rare cases. Everyone probably knows someone who has a Downs child or has a friend who has an autistic child. So the ability to have these facilities close here where you can get therapy totally advances these children as far as their social skills, as far as their physical skills. And the PM&R docs for pediatrics are amazing, and the therapists, because, you know, you went to therapy for your knees and your back, and they say, okay, Steve, I want you to do this exercise, and then they would teach you how to do the exercise. Try to do that same thing with a four-year-old autistic child.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. you have to make the whatever you're trying to do almost into a game. So they have fun doing it, and yet they're getting the goal that they want as far as the movement that they want or the coordination skills that they're trying to build on. So I have such utmost respect for the pediatric side of it as well, because of the ability to communicate with these kids to get that end goal without telling them, all right, I want you to do sit-ups now. You know, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, because they have a way of feeding your vegetables without telling you they're vegetables. My daughter, working with kids with autism, does the same thing. And yeah, all those caregivers are magical.
Yeah, very cool.
Thanks for all the work your staff and you guys do there at Mary and Joy, and the work you continue to do at CDH. Looking forward to today, as I mentioned. If you're going to be out at Medina, certainly take the time to say hi. I will emcee the festivities afterwards. And you know my you know, Doc, you know how I like to run these things. Let's get as much money out of these people as possible and get you home before you're in trouble.
That's great. We appreciate Dave and Ted coming out, and Pat. It's just nice. People hear your voices. It's nice that they can put a face with the voice. Well, in some cases, put a face with the voice.
Yeah. The thing you worry about is them putting the golf swing with the voice.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Dave. Yeah, there is that. There is that. Let's talk a little mosquitoes in West Nile when we come back, okay?
Yep.
Stand by for that. More with Dr. Kevin Most in just a second. With Dr. Kevin Mullen, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Doc, later today, I will once again talk with legendary Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill on this D-Day anniversary week. 75th anniversary of D-Day is Thursday. Rob O'Neill is a guy that took out Bin Laden.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'll be so fascinating just to hear, you know, what his thought process was, what was going through his mind, and how he's dealing with it now.
I don't remember if it was on the air or off, Dave, but last time we talked to Rob O'Neill, the question came up. I said, or somebody said, you could kill me with your bare hands, and Rob, or with a, you could kill me with a pencil. And Rob O'Neill said, what makes you think I need a pencil?
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm sorry, Viv, what'd you say?
Alrighty then.
Yes, exactly. Alrighty then seems to be the perfect response. By the way, Doc, say hi to Viv.
Hi, Viv. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. You got some big shoes to fill, huh?
I sure do.
I don't think you should make fun of the size of Mary's feet. You're going to get yourself
in
trouble.
Yeah, that's a
good point. Let's talk a little West Nile. Is it a danger this year?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be it. I guess I should say it will be a danger. You know, think about the weather that we've had here. You know, with all this rain we've had and standing water that we've had, the mosquito counts are way up already. And unfortunately, we already have mosquitoes that have tested positive for West Nile and DuPage County. So, yeah, we're probably going to look at a lot more cases this year than we had in past years.
It's particular spots, you know, the primary issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think that wherever we've had a ton of rain, you're going to start to see more and more mosquitoes. And if you have that virus there, it's going to spread. If you remember, this is a virus that we knew since 1940 in Africa, but it came to the United States in 1999. And in 20 years now, we thought it would take years to get all the way across the country. Now it's everywhere. But now we start to focus on it because it's an illness that we're going to see every single summer now, and people need to be aware of what they can do to prevent it, even though the vast majority of us, I would bet you and I, have already had West Nile and not even known it.
And why is that?
Well, about 80% of people have no symptoms whatsoever, or have symptoms but don't seek any care. So, you know, you get muscle aches, you get a little headache, you get a little fever. In a couple of days it's gone, you're like, oh, okay, not sure what that was. I had a little bug, a typical little virus. So a lot of us probably, if we tested your blood right now, we'd say, yeah, you already had West Nile. Oh. The ones we get concerned about, obviously, are the seniors and the immunocompromised people because
sorry, of the 100,
yeah, the 176 cases we had last year, we had close to 20 deaths. So, I mean, we're talking, you know, 10% of people who get the diagnosis of it. Can die.
Mary Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I just don't seem to hear it with little kids, though. Do little kids get it? And if they do, what will be the long-term effects on them?
Yeah, they really don't have any long-term effects. And little kids probably do get it quite a bit. It's kind of like, oh, you know, little Timmy's a little, you know, punky today, and he's got a little fever, but then it runs away because their immune system is pretty good, you know, as long as they don't have any underlying illness. So they get over it pretty quickly. And that's one of the issues now is that we're trying to figure out, say, wait a second, if a big portion of us have already had it, including kids, then do we really need a vaccine?
Well, what's the answer?
The answer is going to be interesting. If I told you, hey, we have a new vaccine out, it's for an illness that 80% of people are not going to have be bothered with at all, are you going to get in line for it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the gut response is no. But having said that, the last thing I want to say to anybody right now is you don't need a vaccination because of all the nonsense that's gone on that's led to the measles outbreak.
Correct. So this would be a vaccine that I would say after you hit the age of 50, after you hit the age of 60, this should be just like your when it's done, when it's out. It's not out yet. But when you get your pneumonia vaccination, you should also at that time be getting a West Nile vaccination. Now, they're testing it. They're still in production for it. But that's going to be the time because when we look at these, it's the seniors and those immunocompromised, that subset of group of patients should definitely, when the vaccine's available, treat it as if it would for a normal one because that's where it's going to make an impact and save lives.
Shingles vaccine recommended at what age?
50, and, you know, make sure you get it. I don't know.
Insurance doesn't completely cover it, though, right?
Some insurances do, some don't. You have to check. But, you know, that's one that if you haven't had shingles before or if you have had shingles before, you're the one that's going to be saying, oh, my gosh, get it. The discomfort from shingles, Dave, you had shingles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, my father had it. My father wasn't a big talker, and I remember him looking at me going, you don't want this.
Nope.
Yeah.
Is it still the two-part vaccine?
Yeah, you know, and now there's a new vaccine out. So I would definitely make sure that you're getting the new one. And it's not on the tip of my tongue right now, the new name. But if you ask for the new vaccine, it has much better coverage and much broader.
Yeah, because some people forget to get the second one.
Yeah, the bad thing about some vaccines with boosters is you got to have that reminder. So that's the same with the pneumonia vaccine. It's not just one. It's a couple of shots there.
We will see you later today at Medina. We're raising money to help pediatric care and rehab at Marion Joy. And again, thank you for the work there. Before you go, a question from a listener. My wife has severe depression and treatment options presented for her, ECT, electroconvulsive treatment.
Therapy, yeah.
And or ketamine. Thoughts on either one?
You know, ECT is kind of amazing. It's a shock of your brain is what it does. We've had unbelievable success with it here. Ketamine is still in its infancy, you know, as far as a treatment for depression. So if I look historically and I said, which one would I try first? I would probably try ECT. And then if that doesn't work and she's already gone the road with taking antidepressants, then ketamine would probably be a good option. But I'd probably start with ECT.
All right. Good advice from you. You're the doctor. And but the ketamine stuff, and Doc just said it, I mean, it's in its infancy, but we know tons of people have a ton of success with it. Now that nasal spray is going to be out soon. So, you know, it's nice to have new options. Do you ever sit around at home? What am I talking about? You're never home when Jeopardy's on. You ever watch Jeopardy?
No. Is that guy still winning?
Well, he's losing today.
Oh.
Some texters are not happy with you, Steve.
Yeah, I know. I spoiled Jeopardy.
You spoiled it.
A caller was very unhappy. So unhappy that she didn't even want to speak to you on the air.
Oh, boy.
Here's the problem. If the entire world is talking about something, I'm not supposed to talk about it. Is that the rule?
You know, it's like the Olympics. Rules, man. It's like the Olympics. You know, when the Olympics are happening half a world away and we give an Olympic result, well, it won't be shown till tonight, so you're not supposed to say it. Right. It happened.
But I like that, because then you get to watch, you know, then you're excited about watching it that night, because you know they're going to win.
Okay, then what would you like to talk about between now and 10? Weed? Which we will in a few minutes. Thank you, Doc. We'll see you soon.
You got it. Take care, you guys.
See you later.